I agree with pollster Mike Noble when he says former Congressman Matt Salmon dropping out of the governor's race is
a big development in this already heated Arizona GOP primary race.
But I disagree with him on whom of the two remaining GOP candidates, Carrie Lake or Karen Taylor Robeson, benefits most from Salmon's exit. Before we get to that, though, let's let one of the nicest, brightest guys I've ever met, one of Arizona's elder statesmen, tell you the basic reason he dropped out.
There just mathematically wasn't a path forward for me to be victorious.
Matt Salmon was swept into Congress in the 94 Republican Revolution, then won the 2002 Republican nomination for governor before barely losing the general election to Janet Napolitano. But there was nothing close in this year's Republican primary for him, so he told Gatos and Chad he decided to fall on his sword, or his phaser, I guess.
You remember when Spock said sometimes the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few? Well, that's exactly what the situation was here.
You gotta love an elder statesman of Arizona quoting an elder statesman of the United Federation of Planets.
Logic clearly dictates that the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few.
But pollster Mike Noble thinks Carrie Lake will use a tractor beam to pull Salmon's backers into her camp.
The composition of Matt Salmon's voters will end up benefiting Carrie Lake a little bit more than Karen Taylor Robeson.
Even though Matt Salmon just told Mike Broomhead,
I'm going to work my tail off to get Karen Taylor Robeson elected as governor of Arizona.
I just wrote a piece for Phoenix Magazine saying Salmon leaving the race benefits Taylor Robeson more. While I doubt reading my column in the checkout line led Salmon to drop out of the race, I do think the case I laid out in that column is why Salmon quit. It gives Republicans a fighting chance to win in November. Like me, Salmon thinks that Democrat Katie Hobbs would trounce conspiracy theorist Carrie Lake in a general election contest. So he had to try to
make it so.
Carrie Lake doesn't win. Oops, wrong Star Trek, sorry.